There isn't another artist in America.
Even a dude caves in when you lay a gun barrel alongside his head. What'll we do with him?
Into the house, tie him up. Then we'll line out for Chimney Butte. Got to get that herd of cattle on the trail to Texas before sun.
The Lone Ranger.
I know, it's all right with me.
Yeah, come on, Mike. I'll show you where the bunkhouse is. The boys are all working the South Range. You'll meet them at supper time.
Sure.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Remington.
Thanks.
See you later.
All right.
Oh, steady, big fella.
Is interesting, too.
You mean the new cowpuncher?
Hmm.
The trail. We trail them. As soon as we see whether Roosevelt's here. Come on. Apparently there's no one.
Do you remember the last time you were in New York? We were discussing a portrait series of famous rascals.
Rascals? Oh, yes, yeah. And you think...
This man you've just hired as a cowhand is the perfect model for Jean Lafitte, Morgan, or any pirate of the old Spanish main.
A pirate?
Boy, put him on his coat!
Pose for me.
Of course not. If he's willing, I certainly have no objection. But I'll wait...
Come on, Toto.
Wait. I'm going with you.
Are you sure you feel well enough to ride?
I've never avoided a fight.
Meanwhile, in the main room of the Elkhorn Ranch House, Theodore Roosevelt was persuading his guest not to... Theodore Roosevelt might have changed his mind.
Oh, hold silver, hold on. Easy,
every man in the place out hunting for stock.
Be pretty tough on cattle.
Worse than that. Unless... And look at the cattle.
It's a natural corral. Hollowed out of sandstone. There's only one reason to round up cattle here.
What do you mean?
This is the edge of your range, Mr. Roosevelt. The trail on the other side leads directly south.
You mean all of this stock belongs to the Elkhorn?
Yes.
Of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Very big fellow.
Before.
Because the Dakota Badlands will make it tougher for any... Right. Roosevelt, if you want to wait here, you can.
Not on your life. This is bully.
Then come on. Follow me.
Marianne Saunter stood with her father before the great sprawling veranda of the Circle Dot Ranch House.
Only a few minutes elapsed before the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Theodore Roosevelt approached the outlaw's hideout cabin. There was a quick exchange of gunfire.
His rider, a small, immaculate Chinese, dismounted and tugged and pleaded.
Throw down your gun. We have to fire again. You won't be able to yell. Keep them covered, Tonto. Mr. Roosevelt now. See what's inside that cabin.
In the desert.
I wonder really what's out here. You suppose
you're lucky about
maps that would guide him and his gang in the future.
Bound and gagged.
They're probably Elkhorn Ranch hands. Now wait, I'll untie this man. The gag out of his mouth. There.
Gunshy Bronx will do that. Give one of the critters a few cuts with a whip just before this.
I get hungry, come fast, cha cha.
Afraid of that.
What do you mean?
It's Butch Cassidy and the Hole in the Wall gang. Todd and I have been trailing them all.
I've got a hunch there'll be an Eastern dude who'll change his mind real sudden about living in the West.
Jab your head, biscuit.
Fred and I'll go with you.
What about horses? Ferris said they've been stolen.
Not the buckboard team. He's not an outlaw, Ferris. He's the Lone Ranger.
I'm Silver! Hooray!
He's one of America's outstanding young artists. That's an example of his work. Excellent, isn't it?
Work for 40 a month, the job's yours.
Very fine business. Very good. Very dandy. Orgy, fix yourself a chop chop. You get plenty good glove now.
beef cook and bottle water. You, what's the matter? You look...
It was 35 head short.
I don't know.
Don't you?
You make me laugh. I've written to him half a dozen times, and they keep saying...
Only one mistake. On his way to... The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger in...
Meanwhile, the only decent pasture land we got will be going...
The gray and white film for blizzard was all around them. It limited their vision to an ominous and...
Yes, Dad?
Dude. No use in trying to ride any further, Alicia.
What do you mean?
I think that's Chimney Butte right...
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger.
Through his pocket steam.
Lucky thing for us, we...
Butch!
What's the matter with you?
And I are partners in the Elkhorn Ranch. I just bought in.
I see. And is this your first trip west?
It is. I'll confess, I'm a little puzzled. I've heard of masked outlaws...
Here, what chance have we got? Last year, good season. Should have made money. Lost better than $10,000 cash. Going to be the same this year. What are you two bit out who's trying to pull on me?
We ain't trying nothing, Mike. You've played out your string as head man in this outfit.
To leave camp alone.
Oh, all young feller plenty curious. Mike, see, come.
Tell us where you've been.
By yourself. I hope you're equally as smart in your dealings with men.
If you'll tell me what you are.
I wish you luck at the Elkhorn, Mr. Roosevelt. Todd and I may see you again.
You mean...
We won't be far away.
Come on, Silver. Get him up. Stop.
Look good.
Oh? How do you mean, Toto?
Him look good. Maybe...
Stop.
Too bad. Will you keep on this business of rancher?
From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger meets Teddy Roosevelt.
Come on, Silver. Very big fellow. I'm Silver. Hooray!
Dan. Dan, where have you...
Friends. All of the West will be the greatest country in the world.
It gets worse from here on.
Don't you want me to go to the ranch, Joe?
Oh, sure, but I... Say, how'd you ever stop them critters anyway?
I had a little...
See, Dan.
I was looking... The Lone Ranger.
His nose was hawk-beak, and his right eye was opaque.
Take the gentleman's advice.
Oh. I can't figure what you mean.
Never mind. Let's proceed.
What?
I mean, hasten forward, quickly.
Hasten?
Looking for somebody?
Yes. This is the Elkhorn spread, ain't it?
That's right.
And I'd like to palaver with the ramrod of the outfit. Here's a gent named Joe Fares.
You heard right. You're talking to him.
Convinced me they were crooks.
What?
I got pretty well back in the rocks and dismounted, thinking I'd wait until they went by, and then start back for camp. And they came right up.
Are you applying for the job?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Texas.
point south. Just drifting through, and when I heard you were paying 40 and 5...
And whinnied. Golly, he was looking right straight at where I was hiding. Well, anyway, I held Victor's nose, and he knew what I meant.
In the chest.
Morning, Mr. Roosevelt.
Morning, sir.
Didn't you say something last night about showing me the ranch, Ferris?
Yes, I mean...
No time like the present. I want to see everything. Grazing range, cattle, and that Chimney Butte section.
Fever, because I jumped on Victor and rode out of there as fast as I could.
That was a smart thing to do, Dan.
Come to think of it, I guess it is. This would be a bad day to ride to the Butte, Mr. Roosevelt.
Bad? What do you mean?
Storm's liable to blow up. Always...
Yell, and one of them chased me.
I don't imagine Victor had much trouble leaving an ordinary cowpony behind.
This is Frederick Remington.
Oh, hi.
How do you do?
Mr. Remington is an artist of considerable note. Are you familiar with his work?
No, I don't think I am.
Mind, you'll have a chance to see him paint. He's going to be here with us for several weeks.
Good.
There isn't another artist in America...
Shoot at an unarmed boy.
That's just what I thought.
Even a dude caves in when you lay a gun barrel alongside his head. What'll we do with him?
Into the house, tie him up. Then we'll line out for Chimney Butte. Got to get that herd of cattle on the trail to Texas before sun...
Get your horse ready. You and I are going to ride up...
It's all right with me.
Come on, Mike. I'll show you where the bunkhouse is. The boys are all working the South Range. You'll meet them at supper time.
Sure.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Remington.
Thanks.
See you later.
All right.
Teddy, big fella.
Before dark.
It's interesting, too.
You mean the new cowpuncher?
The trail.
We trail him.
As soon as we see whether Roosevelt's here. Come on. Apparently, there's no one.
Do you remember the last time you were in New York? We were discussing a portrait series of famous rascals.
Rascals? Oh, yes. And you think...
This man you've just hired as a cowhand is the perfect model for Jean Lafitte, Morgan, or any pirate of the old Spanish Main.
A pirate?
Too much rock.
How much cattle would you say they were driving, Tonto?
Well, me not sure, Kemosabe. Maybe 25
bulls for me.
Of course not. If he's willing, I certainly have no objection. But I'll wait.
Come on, Tonto.
Wait. I'm going with you.
Are you sure you feel well enough to ride?
I've never avoided a fight.
Here, Silver. Come, Scout.
Easy, big man. Come on, big fella.
Get him up.
Theodore Roosevelt might have changed his mind.
Hold on. No use going any further. We might be able to pick up the...
Get the cattle.
It's a natural corral. Hollowed out of sandstone. There's only one reason to round up cattle here.
What do you mean?
This is the edge of your range, Mr. Roosevelt. The trail on the other side leads directly south.
You mean all of this stock belongs to the Elkhorn?
Yes.
Andy, how Dan looked funny?
How do you mean?
Come on, Silver. Hurry, big fellow.
Before. Because the Dakota Badlands will make it tougher for any...
Right. Roosevelt, if you want to wait here, you can.
Not on your life. This is bully.
Then come on. Follow me. Boy, he was in Foxton. Come on, Silver.
Get him up. My father before the great sprawling veranda of the Circle Dot Ranch House. Only a few minutes elapsed before the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Theodore Roosevelt approached the outlaw's hideout cabin. There was a quick exchange of gunfire.
Lone Ranger story.
Small, immaculate Chinese dismounted and tugged and pleaded.
Throw down your gun. If we have to fire again, you won't be able to yell. Keep them covered, Tonto. Mr. Roosevelt, now see what's inside that cabin.
I wonder what he wants out here. You suppose
you're lucky about
maps that would guide him and his gang in the future.
Bound and gagged.
They're probably Elkhorn Ranch hands. Now wait, I'll untie this man. Get the gag out of his mouth. There.
Gun-shy Bronx will do that. Give one of the critters a few cuts with a whip just before this.
The sparsely wooded foothills and out across the burning fringe of desert. In the distance, the painted cliffs reflected a rainbow of color in the face of the sun.
I've got a hunch there'll be an eastern dude who'll change his mind real sudden about living in the West.
Golly. I guess I'm still scared from this morning.
Oh, Ferris. He's the Lone Ranger.
I'm Silver! Holloway!
Oh, hi there, youngster. What's wrong?
Gotta get out of sight. Rustlers, gotta get away.
Beaver!
Oh, Ranger said... Guess I better...
Orgy, fix us up a chop-chop. You get plenty good glove now.
What's the matter?
And tied him in a stall. Then swept
head short.
I don't know.
Yeah, we heard about it.
Laugh, I've written to him half a dozen times and they keep saying...
Only one mistake. On his way to... The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger in...
Yeah. Meanwhile, the only decent pasture land we got will be going...
The gray and white film of blizzard was all around them. It limited their vision to an ominous and...
Really? But I reckon we better see he don't have the chance.
And a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
The boy, Dan Reed, was now sleeping restlessly. Then he stepped out, quietly closing the bedroom door.
Boy who is somewhere about this ranch.
You're the Lone Ranger.
We followed the trail of his horse.
He and I are partners in the Elkhorn Ranch. I just bought in.
I see. And is this your first trip west?
It is. I'll confess I'm a little puzzled. I've heard of masked outlaws.
All right.
It's going to be... What's wrong? What happened to him?
He's asleep. $1,000 cash. Gonna be the same this time.
I remarked this morning that Dan didn't look just right. I should... Did Dan turn...
All right.
What are you two bit-out who's trying to pull on me?
We ain't trying nothing, Mike. You've played out your string as head man in this outfit.
All young feller plenty curious. Like see country.
Tell us where you've been.
By yourself. I hope you're equally as smart in your dealings with men.
If you'll tell me what you are...
I wish you luck at the Elkhorn, Mr. Roosevelt. Todd and I may see you again.
You mean...
We won't be far away.
Come on, Silver. Interrupt. Stop.
How do you mean, Todd?
Him look... maybe...
Stop.
Too bad. Will you keep on this business of rancher?
From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger meets Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'm Silver! Hooray!
Dan! Dan, where have you
been?
all of the West, will be the greatest country in the world.
It gets worse from here on.
Don't you want me to go to the ranch, Joe?
Oh, sure, sure, but I... Say, how'd you ever stop them critters anyway?
I had a little...
Sure. How did you know that?
The boy, Dan, was riding through Rimrock to the north. He saw the man.
And his right eye was opaque.
Take the gentleman's advice.
Oh, I can't figure what you mean.
Never mind. Let's proceed.
What?
I mean, hasten forward, quickly.
Hasten?
I don't know if they can help it.
See, if that's true, the kid ain't safe, is he?
He wouldn't be if we didn't know what we do now.
This is the Elkhorn spread, ain't it?
That's right.
And I'd like to palaver with the ramrod of the outfit. Here's a gent named Joe Fares.
You heard right. You're talking to him.
Oh.
This morning was something unavoidable.
Sure, I can see that, did it? Listen.
Hey, men start back for camp. And they came right up.
Are you applying for the job?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Texas. Point south. Just drifting through, and when I heard you were paying 40 and 5...
Any trouble, you bet.
What the blazes you talking about?
You put out light.
Not the way I held Victor's nose, and you knew what I meant.
In the chest.
Morning, Mr. Roosevelt.
Good morning, sir.
Didn't you say something last night about showing me the ranch, Ferris?
Yes, I mean...
There's no time like the present. I want to see everything. Grazing range, cattle, and that Chimney Butte section.
Great deal, if he chooses to, Mr.
Well,
Saunders.
Well, I wish to...
could.
That was a smart thing to do, Dan.
Dan,
up here?
Come to think of it, I guess it is. This would be a bad day to ride to the Butte, Mr. Roosevelt.
Bad? What do you mean?
Well, it's...
Why, storm's liable to blow up. Always...
What?
And Victor had much trouble leaving an ordinary cowpony bit.
This is Frederick Remington.
Oh, hi.
How do you do?
Mr. Remington is an artist of considerable note. Are you familiar with his work?
No, I don't think I am.
Mind, you'll have a chance to see him paint. He's going to be here with us for several weeks.
Good.
There isn't another artist in America.
Tree, there's no boy.
That's just what I thought.
Even a dude caves in when you lay a gun barrel alongside his head. What'll we do with him?
Into the house, tie him up. Then we'll line out for Chimney Butte. Got to get that herd of cattle on the trail to Texas before sun.
Get your horse ready. You and I are going to ride up.
I know, it's all right with me.
Come on, Mike. I'll show you where the bunkhouse is. The boys are all working the South Range. You'll meet them at supper time.
Sure.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Remington.
Thanks.
See you later.
All right.
Teddy, big fella.
Two reasons. To find out about your troubles. But first, to find out what happened to Manly. From what I've learned, he was murdered.
The trail.
We trail him.
As soon as we see whether Roosevelt's here. Come on. Apparently there's no one.
I mean all loose ends.
Not quite everyone, Mr. Saunders. The people I wanted to fool most...
Series of famous rascals?
Rascals? Oh, yes, yes. And you think...
This man you've just hired as a cowhand is the perfect model for Jean Lafitte, Morgan, or any pirate of the old Spanish main.
A pirate?
We think them wake now, outside house.
Eh? What do you mean, Tano?
Quickly, let's get to
work, Kimasabi. Maybe 25
for me.
Of course not. If he's willing, I certainly have no objection. But I'll wait.
Come on, Tonto.
Wait. I'm going with you.
Are you sure you feel well enough to ride?
I've never avoided a fight.
Come on, big fella.
Get him up.
Theodore Roosevelt might have changed his mind.
Oh, hold on. Into his room. Tonto will guard that boy as he would.
Any further.
We might be able to pick up the...
Get the cattle.
It's a natural corral, hollowed out of sandstone. There's only one reason to round up cattle here.
What do you mean?
This is the edge of your range, Mr. Roosevelt. The trail on the other side leads directly south.
You mean all of this stock belongs to the Elkhorn?
Yes.
Funny.
How do you mean?
Come on, Silver. Hurry, big fellow.
Before.
Because the Dakota Badlands will make it tougher for any...
Right. Roosevelt, if you want to wait here, you can.
Not on your life. This is bully.
Then come on. Follow me.
Beside your
Buxton. Come on, Silver.
Get him up.
Father, before the great sprawling veranda of the Circle Dot Ranch House. Only a few minutes elapsed before the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Theodore Roosevelt approached the outlaw's hideout cabin. There was a quick exchange of gunfire.
Lone Ranger story.
Small, immaculate Chinese dismounted and tugged and pleaded.
Throw down your gun. We have to fire again. You won't be able to yell.
Keep them covered, Tonto. Mr. Roosevelt, now see what's inside that cabin.
Thanks to you and your friend Tonto.
Hey, listen to that China boy talk. Mister, we should have fixed you when we had the chance.
They're probably Elkhorn Ranch hands. Now, wait, I'll untie this man. The gag out of his mouth. There.
Gun-shy Bronx will do that. Give one of the critters a few cuts with a whip just before this.
Fix it very good, very dandy. All the same, a fix a bad man's hash, huh, Mr. Ross?
Are you still there?
Rainbow of color in the face of the sun.
I've got a hunch there'll be an eastern dude who'll change his mind real sudden about living in the West.
Morning, I...
Paul Ferris, he's the Lone Ranger.
I'm Silver! Holloway!
Rustlers, gotta get away. Guess I better...
Oji, fix us up a chop chop. You get plenty good glove now.
Who's Mary?
Came in the store. Then swept
head short.
I don't know.